Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. We already have a lot going on this morning. Somebody stopped in while they're wanting to enter to win those Cowboys-Packers tickets and said that their favorite birthday experience ever was that was the day that Robin Ventura got the most consecutive hits off of Nolan Ryan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And also, Alec, I hope this is okay to say because I think your answer is amazing.
Sure.
He has questions for Jerry, and it went from 1 to 3, and we asked what happened to 2.
Yeah.
And he said he had a bunch of questions, and then he deleted the ones that he thought were stupid.
Yeah.
Which I think that's good. I did that all the time when I wrote up the newspaper. I'd read back through the story, and I was like, this whole section is pointless.
See,
delete.
You hear about it. Like, I know Broadus will talk about it. Anybody around pro sports, self-scouting is a thing. And
yes.
I do that, you know, with my own ideas, my own concepts a lot. I have to go back and look at stuff because in the moment you think everything you do is great. And then, like, I wrote these out last night. I wake up this morning. I'm like, huh, that's dumb.
See? There you go. So that is Alec Medford right there. Corey is off celebrating his anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we bring in the most romantic man at the station. And that is Fred Davis. Fred, how the heck you doing?
I'll tell you what, fantastic this morning. I didn't even realize we were interviewing Jerry today until Degenerate Jake sent me a text.
Said, well, I mean, when you showed up 5 minutes before the show, I thought maybe you
Well, I
ready.
Mean, some of us did have to do radio until 11 o'clock last night, you know? So, you know,
I've had
down.
That shift before. I know.
Did you turn around and do a show at 10 a.m. the next
many,
day?
Well, there you many, many times.
Here's why I'm a little bit late today, though, because I'm catching a flight to Kansas after this to go watch my son play football tonight.
Is it true that you delayed that flight to do this show?
Well, when Tim and I were talking about this, I was looking at different flights, and so I didn't delay. I just found a flight that
Man,
I
was really
catch.
Trying to help you out right there.
Yeah, good teammate.
I mean, look, when I was given the opportunity to work with Kevin Hagelin, I mean, it was a no-brainer. Okay, I told my son, I said, look, I love you, but do I love you as much to work with Kevin Hagelin? Well, let's see if we can find a happy medium.
Yeah, because you finally have a couple people at the station that will push back on you, and I think you like it.
Maybe.
Not Nate Newton style. Push back on like a regular person. All right. Overreaction or reality for you guys to start this off. Overreaction or reality. The Cowboys rushing attack will be able to score touchdowns all season long. They already have 4 this year. Last year they had 6 total. So in 2 games, you're already 2/3 of the way there. So overreaction or reality. I don't know exactly what the number is. Maybe you think it's 20. Maybe you think it's 16. The Cowboys rushing attack will be able to score touchdowns all season long.
I'd hope so. And I'm going to go with reality because of that. Because, I mean, it's only been 2 games, Fred, but we've seen that they've been able to do the short game and the long game in the run in the rushing attack. So if they're able to push the ball downfield, I think Javonte Williams is good enough and he's strong enough in those short yardage goal line situations. But he's also shown that, hey, whenever we decide we want to call like a rush play on what, 3rd and 20? Was it in the game last week?
Right.
I'm going to turn that into a first down because I'm good enough. And you know what? That's my overreaction for 2 weeks in is Javonte Williams just takes the ball and says, I'm good enough. I'm going to make some plays.
Doggone it, people like me.
And let's hope that great pull by you. And let's hope Jaden Blue figures it out. Because that's going to add another caveat to this offense that, and I said this before the season started, and my boy Blake kind of laughed at me a little bit, but I said with Javonte Williams and Jaden Blue, you could have a poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. And it looked crazy to suggest. Everybody said I was a crazy person before the season started when I suggested that. But now that we've seen Javonte Williams is looking very much like he did his rookie season, and we think Jaden Blue can be a home run hitter, provided he can ever figure out how to get on the field.
Right.
Okay. But that's the one thing about this offense that is still lacking is you look. Miles Sanders is slow as molasses. All right. I mean, let's be honest.
What do you mean? Just because he had a breakaway and got pulled down?
I mean, come on. When's the last time you saw a running back get pulled down by a linebacker? Okay, and had distance in front of him.
No,
okay?
You're right.
So I'm tired. I mean, Miles Sanders, God bless him, nice guy, whatever. But there's nothing about Miles Sanders' game that I want to see again.
Right.
All right.
I got you.
If Jaden Blue can't figure it out, I don't know. Do you bring Phil Maffa back? But that's the only caveat or the only question mark I have about this running game is at some point guys are going to start filling the box. You're going to start wearing Javonte down a little bit. If you had that guy that could provide a little bit of a change of pace, and right now you don't have that because Jaden Blue can't figure it out.
NFL overreaction or reality, the NFC East is not as good as we all thought. So, like, the Giants look like they'll be as terrible as we predicted. I think the Cowboys are more or less kind of slotted the same. But it looks like maybe Washington could take a step back. I know there's some folks who think Philly is going to take a step back. So, overreaction or reality, the NFC East, not as good as we thought.
That's got to be a reality for now because I know it's just been tough sledding in terms of scheduling for the Commanders, too. But maybe the sophomore slump comes into play there. And for the Eagles, I think that losing, you know, some of your coordinators over the past couple of years is finally coming into play because it felt like Nick Sirianni could just do no wrong when it came to his assistant coaching staff. It felt like everybody had a game plan. Everybody knew to optimize every single player. Now it is kind of catching up to them like, hey, we've got to kind of reevaluate some things. Jalen Hurts, you know, we can't have him throw the ball as much. A.J. Brown, he's going to throw a tantrum if we don't throw him the ball, so maybe we do have to throw him the ball. There's a lot of questions that are probably still going to get answered and lead to wins for them, but I do think the Commanders are going to take a step or two back but still be good.
Fred, what say you?
I think it's overreaction right now. I think, look, the Eagles, I mean, don't we all agree the Cowboys are better than people thought? So far? I mean, the defense sucks, but don't we think the offense is better than people thought?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about that the other day, and I think I'm – but, like, how much better? I think I'm, like, 10% better right now.
I mean, I said – look, I thought this could be a top seven offense, right?
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I mean, look if this – if when – and I'll tell you what, could Kevontae Turpin be the MVP of this offense that we don't even realize it? Because look how much different this offense is with Kevontae Turpin in versus
Jalen. By the way,
he's
good to go.
He should
to
be
play
good
this
to go,
weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but you know, because you saw how much different. First of all, the defense say, all right, you know what? No Kevontae Turpin. Then that says, all right, we'll go ahead and double up on George and CD and make Jalen Tolbert beat us.
Yeah.
All right? Which 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen.
Right.
All right? So, and I'd like to see a little more, I don't know, I mean, a little yak out of Jake Ferguson every now and again. We had a guy call into the post game, and I thought this was a great point. I mean, is he at the point now where once he catches it, that's a wrap? I mean,
he does kind of look like old Jason Witten out there, doesn't he?
He might as well be Mark Bavaro at this point. My God.
I'm sorry, Alec.
So, I'm going to say it's a little bit of an overreaction. Again, I think the Cowboys are better. I do think right now that offense for the Eagles is scuffling a little bit. I think they're realizing, okay, when you lose as much as they did, but I do think the Commanders are going to get better as the season wears on, and I think, strangely enough, I do think the Giants will get better as the season goes on.
All right, you might think this is a mean-spirited question. Overreaction or reality, the Cowboys and Bears game this weekend has a legit chance to break the all-time record for most points scored in a game of 113. is that mean? You saw this Bears defense. They're terrible. This Cowboys defense looked bad.
That's going to be a reality.
Oh, my
They've
goodness.
Got a chance.
I want to see it so bad.
Have you seen that Bears injury report?
Yes.
It's all defenders pretty much. Like, it's abysmal for them, and they lose their best defender for the season in Jalen Johnson. And then the Cowboys defense, they're not losing many people. They're just losing the battle, you know, on the gridiron. So they're just not very good right now. I think they're going to give up some big chunk plays to Caleb Williams. I think they can score a lot of points combined.
I'll tell you what makes me nervous about games like this is where we all think it's going to go one direction.
That's what Mike used to always say. You know, I get it.
And that makes me, well, you know, when everybody say, oh, there's going to be points galore somehow, some way. And look, you guys have all worked with professional athletes. Those other guys get paid too.
Right.
And last I checked.
A very Stephen Jones of you right there. Man.
Right.
At the end of the day.
I mean, think about it. Dennis Allen, last we heard, was a pretty decent defensive coordinator. You know, our boy Eberflus is a pretty decent D coordinator. I mean, hell, Babe Laufenberg even said today, listening to him on the way in, that, you know, every guy he talked to in the NFL says one thing about him is that the guy's a good defensive coordinator. So we're going into week three. Again, now look, the over question is, do they hit the over?
I think yes.
Okay, this game's got all the makings of a 31-27 type vibe to me. I could see that happening, but we're not going to get over 100 points. Let's not get crazy.
Just what I said, it was probably mean-spirited.
Because Caleb Williams is going to throw a pick.
That's probably true.
Okay.
But that could be a pick six. So that's more points on the board.
I mean, look. That's right. And here's the thing. I mean, do we think anybody will get a sack for this Cowboys defense?
Hey, I was told they were amazing at pressures in week one, regardless of what I saw.
You can scheme it, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to kind of continue some overreaction or reality for the NFL, including the revitalization, there we go, of the Cowboys culture. We'll do it next live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Come on by for your opportunity to snag one of those Tolo trucker caps, but also for your opportunity to enter to win Cowboys Packers tickets. You got to be here to sign up, though. 7940 North Central Expressway, Taco Bueno in Dallas. Now, I had some more overreaction reality for you, but I wanted to start with this specifically. I think it was on CBS Sports that I saw somebody mention this. And so I'm fascinated y'all's take to go along with the national take. Overreaction reality, or maybe we could just talk this subject through. Brian Schottenheimer has revitalized the Cowboys and their culture. Now, the reason why that stood out to me is it's been two games, and that feels like that statement's doing a lot of heavy lifting in one offseason in two games. But what do y'all think?
It's interesting because it's only been two games, but again, with our training camp coverage, the interviews with him, the pressers, there is a different energy, right? And it's something that Corey's been talking about a lot, specifically with Dak.
Yes.
Is there's like a swagger, there's a confidence that it seems like this team has. And again, it's a long football season. There's a lot more games to be played. There's a lot more ebbs and flows to be had. So that'll be the true testament when things aren't going well to see if that mentality still exists. But whenever you pose that to me, I think it's more of an indictment on how the last season of Mike McCarthy's era here in Dallas went. I think that things are so different early on in terms of attitude, in terms of even production, like we've talked about from the offense. If you want to talk actual football, like it seems like there is a little bit more motivation and there's a focus on an identity. They have an idea of who they want to be, what they want to be, and how they want to do it, and they keep repeating that. Whether it results in wins or losses is to be seen, but I think they are repeating some sort of cycle here that shows that, hey, the right guy for the right job came in and said, we're going to look this way, we're going to play this way, we're going to speak this way, we're going to present ourselves this way. So I think it's more of an indictment on how last year and even the year before went, rather than maybe he's actually got it figured out in the course of two games.
With Brian Schottenheimer, And you guys can all appreciate this. Anybody ever gotten their dream job?
Yes, right? This one.
Okay. Yep. And it gave you an entirely new appreciation for just life and where you're at and what you're doing. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer has his dream job right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's be and you know, some people say, you know, be careful what your dream job is, or you know, be careful meeting your heroes, what have you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
I don't think we've made enough of the fact that his dad is one of the greatest head coaches of all time. Okay, like he grew, I mean, we love up Kyle. Why do we always laud Kyle Shanahan, right? Because he grew up under Mike Shanahan, okay?
Right.
Yet we forget that Brian Schottenheimer grew up under one of the greatest head coaches in NFL history. But yet we tend to gloss over that because he spent 25 years in the NFL. He decided in 2011 that he didn't want to be a head coach, and then he kind of, you know, and we don't really necessarily equate his offenses with innovation, and you know, we don't think of him as a Sean McVay or a Mike Martz or anybody of that ilk, right? But yet all this guy knows is how to be a leader of men, and he's been consistent. And one thing, you know, Bobby was on with us, you know, 6-8 months ago when this team was in that malaise of last year, and he said, and I asked him, I said, what does Brian Schottenheimer do? And he was the liaison between the coaching staff and the players. Well, now he's that guy. Okay, and what do we always hear about coaches? The good ones are CEOs. They delegate. They're involved with a little
bit
of everything.
I'd agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he is, because that's what his dad was. All right. LaDainian Tomlinson. He said the one thing about Marty Schottenheimer that always impressed him when he was in San Diego was what? That guy could coach every position on the field. Okay. And that's kind of what Brian is. All right. And I think when you juxtapose it with how the last year ended in Dallas, that team quit top to bottom after the Green Bay loss.
Right.
Okay, like, let's call it what it is. That the front office said the hell with it. The coaching staff said the hell with it. And you had a bunch of dead men walking, and everybody knew we're just here to get a check. And it felt like it. You could see it on the outside, and I'm sure it felt like it on the inside. And now you've got this rejuvenation with Brian Schottenheimer.
You don't feel like there's a bunch of just people here to get paid anymore then? I don't mean that in an accusatory sense.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I mean, look, now maybe from a player standpoint, you might have a few dudes sprinkled in there that are like that. But I mean, when you're Brian Schottenheimer, the thing about Brian Schottenheimer that he had going for him too was he knew where the bodies were buried.
Right.
Okay. He knew, and I think that's one of the things that Jerry liked about him was, okay, you know what the ugliness of what's been going on here, and I think you're going to start to see maybe over the next year or two where you're going to see guys that have been on this team for a little while maybe not be here any longer. Right. So I think you can't say enough about the job that Brian Schottenheimer's done, the approach, and again, Nate Newton and Kenny Gantt said this. We asked him about this the other day on Cowboy Crosstalk. He said, you can feel a different energy with Brian Schottenheimer.
What else did you ask Nate Newton? Never mind. We'll pick that up at another point. In fact, I would encourage people to come to the North Central Expressway, Taco Bueno, 7940, if you want to get That story from Mr.
Kevin
Davis.
Hagelin, I'll tell you what, this guy.
Hey, man, look, I know the path you're on. I went that exact same path through the night show, right? But I respect hell out of 7 to 11.
I know you do.
Look, man, this station is filled with people who came from the night show.
There's something to be said for that, man. I'm telling you. I'll take it.
All right, I got some bonus overreaction or reality questions for you. Overreaction or reality? It is actually the Steelers' defense, as opposed to Aaron Rodgers, that will keep them out of the playoffs.
That's weird that we're even posing that question.
I know.
If you asked me that 4 weeks ago, I would have laughed at you. I would have been spamming the Steelers fan drop. I would have just been saying, cope, 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 cope. But guess what? Their defense is the issue, because that offense looks like, again, what did I just talk about with Schottenheimer? It looks like they have an identity. Like, they have completely figured out, and I did not expect to be singing the praises of Arthur Smith in 2025, but here I am. He has done a great job with that offense, and the first person to compliment him after the first two games was Aaron Rodgers, saying, we've got a great relationship, and it works really well.
Side question, is the Cowboys' defensive identity, we should stop playing zone? It's not going to change, but... Just a side question.
I don't know that you even got the guys to do it, right?
No. I think you do. I think you'd be significantly better off if you lined up some man-to-man, especially starting next week.
I would be opposed to sprinkling it in, but that's Eberflus' system.
I know. I know.
I think we are getting way too ahead of ourselves. I mean, look, I get it. It's 2 weeks in, but let Eberflus cook. Boys, let Eberflus cook.
All right, so Jerry's been listening to our conversation. He would like to go on early. So let's go ahead and go to break. We'll talk with Jerry Jones next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I told you he was ready to go right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Now, I was hoping that obviously you, not only when you've owned the Cowboys, but you're very familiar with the history of the Cowboys as well. I wanted to see if you could give us any thoughts about the former Cowboys linebacker, D.D. Lewis, who obviously people credit with him saying Texas Stadium has a hole in the roof so God can watch his favorite team play.
Well, D.D. was, of course, one of the, if you will, staples of what the Cowboys were about in the 70s. And, of course, I'm sitting right out front. I'm going in a service for Leroy Jordan. And that linebacking group were not only noteworthy for the Cowboys, but I remember Leroy was my hero. He played at Alabama. He made 37 tackles, I think, in one of the Sugar Bowl games. And he was a monster. And he was driven. And he was everything that football was about. And, of course, the Cowboys drafted him, and the rest is history. Bob Lilly said Leroy was so instrumental in his career because he would tap him about what he was doing, where he was going, direction he was going, and just the two were an unbelievable team. But Leroy Jordan was the first player. And I didn't blink. I hadn't been in town but maybe a couple of months, and I immediately put Leroy Jordan in the Hall of Fame. That was because of the great legacy that he had, not only at Alabama, but here with the Cowboys.
And I know you're getting ready for the game against the Bears this weekend, but then does that mean this is a particularly emotional day for you then?
Well, I'm just want to revere what Leroy was all about. And emotion is really one of positiveness about he epitomized to me the spirit and what you look for that you can't see on the surface, and that's what's inside. And he brought that over to Cowboy fans, and there's a big part of the legacy the Cowboys have today. But it's not necessarily, I wouldn't say it's emotional. It's just a time to recognize just exactly what he meant to the team. And I'm sorry that he's gone and his family. He had a wonderful life after the Cowboys. But still, we do, as the Cowboys, we want to recognize his contribution. And it was big for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that makes sense to everybody listening right now. One of the things I love to pick your brain about is league issues as well. I know it was only two votes away from getting outlawed last year. How do you feel about the current incarnation of the tush push, and do you think this is the last year we're going to see it?
Well, it very easily could be, but as so often, I'm going to compare this to Michael Irvin, the Michael Irvin rule. Michael had a technique that would give him an instant separation from the D-back, and of course Aikman had the ball there when he separated, but he'd kind of punch him down on the hip, and that had that separation. Well, it was so effective, the league banned it. That's not uncommon. Did the same thing, but for safety reasons, when we had the horse collar tackle. So my point about all of this is that they do that well because they've got a quarterback that is unique relative to his strength, and that makes that play go. Now, they've got it down to an art, but their point was others could have it down to an art, too. When do we change rules because a team has gotten excellent at it? Well, we've done it before. There's a long history of changing rules because teams get excellent at it.
Jerry, on the topic of league issues, Tom Brady is now a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, along with his role as an analyst for NFL on Fox. But some questions came up when he was spotted in the Raiders coaching box headset on in their game against the Chargers. With that access that he has to teams and their plans through the TV production meetings, do you see this as an issue going forward?
I'm not at all concerned about it. Not at all. When he came in, that was an overlying issue about having someone as prominent as he is in media. Just by the nature of what he does, he has to have a lot of knowledge about all the teams. Is that going to be a concern? I'll never forget my first year on the competition committee. You had guys like Marty Schottenheimer. You had guys like Don Shula. You had some of the good people that we think greats of the game as far as coaching is concerned on that competition committee. And they said, you know, Jerry, everybody in this league read your signals. And we knew when you were going to run. We knew when you were going to pass. And we actually, by the way, you tipped it off, knew which direction we were going to go. We still couldn't stop you. So much for having some of that intel that can cause you to really disrupt a game plan. I don't think too much of that as far as it being a competitive issue. I'm okay with Brady in the booth.
Sticking kind of in that broadcast theme, there was a report earlier this week that Amazon feels like they have a real chance at broadcasting a future Super Bowl. I know you have talked about access to football games for all of the people. What would you think about the idea of a Super Bowl on Amazon Prime?
Oh, I think that's I think that's possible. I think the key premise behind the NFL's television philosophy is as many people get to watch it free as possibly can. So that falls right in that category as far as I'm concerned. So I wouldn't dismiss those prospects at all. I'm specifically not saying any particular partner that we might have in the presentation of our games. I'm not doing that as to something might be interpreted that I know we are doing something with them for a particular Super Bowl. We're not. But as far as the future is concerned, I think it's very possible.
Jerry, pleasure to chat with you. You said last year that y'all might have gotten a little over your skis with the expectations to having Guyton and Beebe start along that offensive line. Are we worried that that might be the same case, expecting so much out of Savon Revelle when he comes back, considering that secondary is the way it is so far, and he's coming off the injury that he is?
Yeah, I think it's part of it to have your first pick, top pick like that, and of course Revelle would have been a top pick in my mind in the first round had he not had the injury during his senior season. But the whole point is that's what go with the first round and maybe even some in the second round. Our expectations are such that it presents, if you will, a story or a basis or a backdrop of a part of the job of coming in and being a first-round pick. Certainly, the facts are that very seldom do you have somebody come in and play their first year as though they are will play or others have played in ensuing years. That learning how to do it in the offensive line is real.
Jerry Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You guys got the deal done with Jadeveon Clowney. Do you expect him to play a lot this Sunday? Is there a pitch count? What are we expecting from Clowney this Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's a little up in the air. They'll read that as they go, but I do expect him to play.
Now, speaking of people who expect to play, Kevontae Turpin, he said he expects to play yesterday. Does that sound right to you? And how effective has he been as an expanded offensive weapon this year?
Tremendous, tremendous. He's I'm so glad we got him. And he's always stepped up and been beyond anything you could have ever expected at anything he's doing. Obviously, the return game. But he's a big part of the problems that you give a defense, and he uses that speed, he uses that acceleration. But where he needed to evolve more is in the offense. He was such a key and perceived as such key return guy that he might not have had the emphasis that he would have had on the offensive side of the ball. And so now he's gotten in there. He's got a couple of years under his belt. He's really a big part of our team. I mean, a big part of how we're going to move the ball this year.
Now, on the return front, obviously a lot of things were done to kind of change the nature and exciting factor of the kickoff. Do you ever anticipate any kind of changes to, like, punt rules in terms of not being able to kick it out of bounds or anything like that?
I don't see that as much as I see tweaking, and I do see tweaking. Special teams is such a big part. I had the privilege, and I'll answer you through my eyes, but we won the national championship when I was in college. We won it because we were the best special teams team in the country. And we made an art of it. And we led the nation 2 years in a row at special teams when I played at Arkansas. And we won the national championship one of those years. But we used to practice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Our setting our wall up and not using our hands, we would do the practice with broomsticks. And we would put broomsticks behind our back and put our arms behind the broomstick so that when we ran, we would kind of wall off as opposed to using those hands. And we practiced on that, and we practiced the first 25 minutes of a two-hour practice. We would practice that long and hard on special teams and did it while we were the freshies at the start of practice. It's a point of emphasis.
Jerry, we've seen Mozzie and Jaden Blue as two healthy scratches the last 2 weeks. What's kind of the reasoning behind that? Now, we know from hearing Shoddy, Jaden's been a little bit inconsistent is what it sounds like. Obviously, Mozzie's situation goes without saying. Where are we at with these two going into week three?
Well, let me say this. I know where your question's going, specifically to them. But if you don't see them up there, then that means that there was somebody else up there for some reason, because we were iffy on the fifth guy or fourth guy about him finishing the game at some other position, not necessarily because of direct competition. But when you see a player down or two players down, they're down because the best way for us to win the game in Brian's mind is to not have them up. And that's not a negative. That's not a punishment. That's just that when it gets right down to that point and you've got 10 minutes to kick off, you're going to put the people out there that give you that next 3 hours the best chance to win. That's how that happens.
Fair enough, and I get it with Jaden Blue being a fifth-round pick, but where are we at with Mozzie? I mean, this guy's a first-round pick, 2 years removed, defensive tackle being the, you know, I mean, look, you went out and got a defensive tackle. Where are we at in his maturation, and is the clock ticking on his Cowboy tenure?
Well, let me just say this. We made that trade with America and brought in a key part of our defensive line and one that really strengthened us. And guess what? It was right in there where Mozzie plays, inside. And, of course, we've just brought on another defensive lineman. So we are continually, just within the last two moves we've made in that defensive line, we're continually trying to get better there. That says it all right there. The Mozzie's in his third year here. This is, by the way, Tom Landry used to say, don't get the final scorecard on any player until after they've been in this league 3 years. I've seen it happen too many times that somebody just comes on. Mozzie's got tremendous strength. He's got tremendous agility. We just need to get him to where it results in making plays, tackling, making the play, being involved at the point of attack, those kinds of things. And when you see him out there, I'm sure he's going to give it his all to be noticed.
Jerry, you're facing a first-year head coach in Ben Johnson with the Bears this week, and he's been praised for his offensive schemes, including some unique and creative play calling. You've experienced that when he was with Detroit. I wanted to know, as a fan of the game, do you like the unpredictable play calling and the creative schemes, or are you still a purist in the sense of keeping things simple?
Oh, by the way, I better be, but I am. I think one of the exciting things is that you really don't know what's coming. And that's really as it should be. You know what's crazy is that one of the great things about the game, I know this sounds trite, but if you look at it in a way, it certainly is strategies. There's no way. There's certainly the technique, the preparations, and all of that. But at the end of the day, when that ball is snapped, that's mass confusion. And everybody's got direction, and everybody wants to go, but it's directed in a certain way. I love the philosophy. When I think of play calling, I love the philosophy of trying to get two players on offense, on one player on defense, and between the two, be able to have yards out there, no matter if it's receivers, no matter what it is. And so I'm my coach, Frank Broyles, was a basic mathematics approach to the game. 2-on-3, 3-on-4, 4-on-3. Outnumber them in a spot. That's the strategy. Then the rest of it's up to those guys to keep their hands in, not hold, don't foul, and use everything you can to shield them away from the ball carrier or to lock them down.
You talked about how you could take the trade capital from the Micah Parsons trade here on these airwaves before and acquire a player with it rather than waiting to draft. Would you consider yourself open for business in the defensive trade market?
Absolutely. I'm open for business, period, relative now that we have those extra picks, and we should be. And we'll operate with them judiciously. When we traded Herschel Walker, I basically traded a couple for one of them for Alonzo Highsmith. And boy, what a great player. What a great person he is. But my doctor said he was through. It was bone on bone on his knee. Well, I still brought him in. And of course, he was through. He didn't play any because of that bone on bone. It couldn't be repaired. What it gave us was the opportunity to cut and shoot. And we did do some things that you wouldn't have done with the normal picks. That's how Charles Haley got here. I couldn't have done that if we'd been sitting there with regular picks. I did it because we had extra picks. I was able to trade them to San Francisco to get Haley. It was a risk. It was a real risk to bring in Charles Haley. But the rest is history. He helped us get those Super Bowls.
Hey, shout out to Cut and Shoot, Jerry. All right. You've got Ben Johnson. You got Brian Schottenheimer. You caught a lot of flack because people said, hey, he didn't bring in a Ben Johnson. He didn't bring in an Aaron Glenn. He didn't go out and get the name coordinator. We're two going into 3 weeks in, getting a lot of positive feedback from former players saying that, you know, Shotty has reinvigorated the culture. He's got a different mentality than we've seen from other Cowboy coaches in the past. What are your early returns and thoughts so far on Mr. Shotty?
Well, I'm proud of him, and he's basically bringing to the table everything that I felt you could put your finger on. Number one, for 30-something years, he's been in coaches' meetings at several different teams. He's got a doctor's degree on how to do it because he's been around it. And he understands the going and coming of all of the fads that go on and putting an offense together. Secondly, he has that kind of background. But guess what? He has the freshness of never having done it. This is my time. I'm going to get to show them. And, of course, I'm proud of my father, but this is a time for me to get to go do it. I love those dynamics. I love the foxhole about it. He passed early on a job that he could have had probably and been a head coach much earlier in his career. So I think we've got a seasoned coach, one that has been through a lot of battles. And I think we've got a seasoned coach that's never having done it. I agree now, head coach has got a lot more finger pointing towards you. But I sure like his fundamentals, and I like his approach, too. He's got no other way to say it, he's got unique people skills, and he's engaging. And I think this will serve him well.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Best of luck against Chicago, and we'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Good to be on with you. Thank you. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, one of my favorite moments of that interview is when you talked about Jaden Blue and Mozzie Smith. Yeah. And he goes, now I know where you're going with that question. And he was like, hey, Fred, I just want to give you a heads up. I know your follow-up question is about what a disappointment Mozzie Smith has been. And then you're like, I don't want to let you down, Jerry. How much of a disappointment has Mozzie Smith been? Oh,
but I thought man. I worded it. But honestly, the biggest disappointment I had was the fact that he did not recognize my cut-and-shoot shout-out.
He did not.
Okay, so I was expecting a snicker, maybe a ha-ha, how do you know about cut and shoot? But, you know, again, tying it in. I mean, how many people out there know about cut and shoot Texas? You ever been to cut and shoot Texas?
I have not.
I've been to cut and shoot. All right.
How'd it go?
Well, I mean, not long. Just drove right through.
What a captivating story that was, Fred. Thank you very much. Right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC.
Gotta leave a little meat on the bone.
Yeah, I could see why he didn't acknowledge what you said now. He saw where that was going. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for some baseball nuggets. Now, Jacob, if you could go ahead and give me cut number two, I would appreciate it, because we got the official announcement last night of the upcoming retirement of an all-time great.
0-2 on the way to Josh Reddick. Kershaw drops down and freezes him with a knee-high fastball.
Now, that is, in fact, Clayton Kershaw will finish his career with the Dodgers, somebody who had kind of dabbled with the possibility of coming to the Rangers just a couple times. Three-time Cy Young Award winner. He won an MVP. If you look at his ERA and his whip, it is the lowest in the past, I think it is 50 years, for a starting pitcher. I mean, this feels like a crazy, iconic career that's coming to an end, and I know the last couple of years have been tough.
Yeah, I don't know if sentimental is the right word, but, yeah. You know, seeing some greatness step away from the game because, you know, we joke about it all the time. I'm only 24, so I haven't seen some of the all-time greats walk away in my lifetime. But, you know, even when Brady left, I don't really like Tom Brady. But, like, I knew that the greatest of all time was leaving the game, and that made me sad because I knew I wasn't going to see him on the field every Sunday. And for Kershaw, is he the same guy that he was in the Cy Young seasons? No. In the All-Star seasons? No. He's not who he used to be. He's not getting any younger, and now feels like the perfect time while he is still healthy. He's had a couple of issues health-wise here recently. He's healthy now. Go out while you're still able to go out on your own terms, and good for him.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Kershaw's been, you know what, pretty nondescript the last few years. Anyway.
Wow.
I mean, I mean, it's the same. I mean, it's going to be the same way when Justin Verlander retires.
Man, okay.
You know?
So we actually talked about that yesterday, and because Verlander said he's going to keep pitching. He was awful for the first half of the year.
Not great.
But in the last, like, six starts or whatever, he's been unbelievable. His ERA is sub one.
You know, I mean, Kate probably cut him off.
That's actually...
Kate probably cut him off, okay? And look, there's a... You know, boxers abstain.
Yes.
Before big
fights.
Yes. All right? So maybe that's...
So
something to it.
I think you'll like this. This shows our night show heritage.
We
call it sex hostaging.
I love
And
it.
So yeah. You could see scenarios in which that would occur.
We've got a lot of listeners that go through that, but I don't think theirs is by choice.
Yeah.
So, you could say my name.
Well, usually hostaging is not by choice, but
that's fair.
That's a good point.
Why, now that you say that.
Okay, good.
Look, I'm still waking up, man.
No, I know.
I didn't go to the gym this morning.
Oh, I was just envisioning a scenario where you were like, I've taken
a hostage.
But it's by their choice.
No, I've never.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I was going to tell a story, but I'll hold off.
They thought
I was being held hostage. Swear to God. As a newspaper reporter.
Back really?
Yes. Yes.
What do you think you're worth ransom-wise?
Not much. Not much.
I'd probably chip in.
Look, a couple $100 maybe, max, and a tank of gas.
I'd help out with that. Blake doesn't have any money, so I'd probably have to help out.
Nah, Blake would come through. Now, the problem with Blake, though, is finding me.
He's true.
That would be the issue with Blake. And he doesn't answer his phone.
That's right.
So that's the other, and Alec knows this.
That's right.
So, like I said, I don't know. Like, lifeline-wise, ain't going to be Blake.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be Blake.
I can see that.
You know?
Shout out to the A's. They beat the Red Sox last night. We talked about the combination of teams that you needed to lose if you hold out any hope. Look, I understand that it is not likely whatsoever. Yeah.
Slim's leaving town.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But if you're continuing to keep up hope, and look, there's only 9 days left in the season. Why the hell not? You did get a good win last night with the A's beating the Red Sox. I wanted to throw this out there. For the first time all season, the Dodgers are no longer the favorites to win the World Series. They have fallen behind the Phillies, who obviously won't win because they have Bryce Harper. And then the Brewers are third, the Blue Jays are fourth, and the Mariners are fifth.
I think it's the Phillies to lose, man.
Well,
they
just
look good.
They will.
They just look good. Now, I think every team breaks through. There's just something about that team, man. The way they looked when they came here to DFW, God, they look good.
So that's your World Series?
That's my way. Hey, look, take my 10-cent baseball prediction with a grain of salt. I mean, look, I've been getting lambasted at night because I said, look, this is an 82-80 baseball team. Talking about the Rangers.
Well, I mean, they're on pace to be better than that now.
84 and what, 78?
Hey! I just said better, okay? I didn't say how much better, you jerk.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get caught up in that whatsoever.
That's it.
By the way, shout out again to Max Fried. He had a career-high 13 strikeouts versus the Orioles yesterday, although clearly I know the counterpoint to that is another team that you would like to see lose if you're looking for any different combination of ways to get the Rangers into the playoffs. They start their series against the Marlins tonight, last six home games of the regular season, and you can hear that right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're the KNC Masterpiece. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, North Central Expressway. That is the enthusiasm I'm looking for. 79-40. We got giveaways with those Tolo trucker hats. They're also going to be giving away Cowboys Packers tickets if you want to come out and see us. Coming up next, we'll talk with Mickey Spagnola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.